Yes, hi. Okay, so I wanted to, I kind of goofed. So we've got two recordings in this first lecture. I just kind of stopped really mainly in the introduction aspect of it, and I wanted to kind of continue down through that lecture template that you're looking at. So the next thing that you should be looking at is, it says, please answer the statement in one word, what I wish to get out of my teacher training program. And this was one of my favorite things that I did, and I think it was the most powerful thing that I did in my teacher training, which was to come up with a word. And that word became, for me, a focus point, right? And that's what it is for you. Later, I'll tell you what my word is. I don't want to use the word right now because I don't want to influence what word comes to you, right? So you're going to naturally come up with a word. And for some people, the word is health, other it's peace, other it's to teach or teaching or whatever comes to your mind, right? And this word can change, right? So as you go through the training, we're going to ask you periodically to kind of come back to that word and see if that word has changed. For me, it never changed. It was something that I locked into, and it's been a continuing word that I use even now, 10 or 11 years later, right? And like I said, I will share with you what that word is later. I don't want to influence you. So if you feel like you can get a word in, great. If you feel like you need some time to find that word, then that's fine. The next thing is the Yoga Sutra. We are going to go into the Yoga Sutras a little bit. It's going to be an addendum at the very end. I don't want you to feel like you have to know the Yoga Sutras, but I think that they're super powerful, and they're also available to you in the Heart of Yoga book. So this is the first one. And what I love is here begins the authoritative instruction on yoga. And the key thing to focus here on is that this particular person, Sachin Ananda, he taught three really, you can teach yoga in a way that is very different for each person that you teach it to, right? So I'm going to be teaching to you in a way that hopefully you can assimilate this through an online program, right? Very different than if you were maybe in a group class together or if you were in India, right? So it can all change a little bit, but the idea for the teacher is to teach it in a way that works for the student, right? So that the student assimilates in their way. So it's going to be really important for you to give me feedback along the way that says, hey, you know what, I'm really interested in this, or I'm heading down this road, or I really want to teach seniors, or I don't want to teach, or I'm confused about this, or can you give me some more information about this, right? You're going to need to communicate with me so that I can help direct the course a little bit towards you, right? I can give you some additional things, or I can steer you in the right way, or I can help you clarify things, or right, make this a very personal journey for you, right? So anyway, I think it's a really cool thing. The Yoga Sutras are some of my favorites. It's really more like the psychology of yoga. And so again, it's in the Heart of Yoga book in the last three chapters. So here's the required reading. We've got Journey into Power. I've got a picture of it for you so that if you want to order the books, you can, right? The Heart of Yoga, Siddhartha, and the Four Agreements. All right, so Siddhartha and the Four Agreements are just books to read. I'm not going to give any sort of assignments out of it. The Heart of Yoga and the Journey into Power are really kind of like the textbooks, if you want to call it that. And if you're a reader, then go ahead and read the books. If you don't like to read, don't read these books, right? I am giving you everything you need to know for what you're wanting in the online course, right? Everything that's being shown in the lectures is based off of like my cheat sheet or Cliff Note version of what's in these books, all right? So again, use these in the way that work for you. Don't feel like I am expecting you to read these books. If you don't like to read, fine. If you're a reader, go for it, right? And they're amazing books. Journey into Power is one of my favorite books. So is Heart of Yoga. It's a little Heart of Yoga, maybe not for everybody, but Journey into Power is great. So as you go down under the recommended reading, these are really if you decide you want to learn more about something in this area, right? So maybe you want to go deeper into the anatomy of the poses, right? This Yoga Anatomy second edition book is great, right? So it'll put you in a pose and it'll show you the muscles that are being involved in that pose, right? Again, it's not necessary in order to teach a yoga class to know this, but we're going to teach you some anatomy already, but more basic to kind of understanding of what's happening. The next section is about Ayurveda. These are two really good books to get a real kind of basic understanding of Ayurveda. Ayurveda can get really complicated, so keep it simple. And under the Ayurveda section, I kind of guide you to a website, which I think is an even simpler, more gentle way to kind of begin to learn about Ayurveda. But anyway, these are three reference books that I have used a lot. This is a great book about breathing, the power of breath. If you want to learn more about breath and maybe some pranayama or some breathing techniques beyond the three that we're going to go through in this training, this book is a great reference book. And there are others out there. I'm just giving you an idea. This is a really wonderful yoga business book and talks about everything that you will need to know if you want to set up a yoga studio and this and that and the ins and outs of kind of setting all that up, right? At the very end, there's a section on Ashtanga yoga that I have as an addendum. It comes after the core level of the class. Ashtanga was kind of my foundational building block, but it goes into a lot of Sanskrit and a lot of things that I don't feel like are really necessary in order to teach yoga class. So I've kind of put it towards the end in this extra section. This book, The Language of Yoga, is a great book. And plus it has CDs if you really want to learn and hear Sanskrit and learn the Sanskrit language. I recommend this highly. The Ashtanga Yoga Practice Manual is one of many really wonderful Ashtanga Yoga books out there. It's the one that I use. Okay. The next two are two of some of my recently favorite books. I've been aware of Awakening the Spine, Vanda Scaravelli's book. I really love how she talks about yoga in there. I highly recommend it, and you can probably find it in the library. And then Guiding Strala, this is a whole teacher training manual, and I find it to be wonderful, very much kind of on par with the Baron Baptiste book. I've kind of gone back and forth between, do I want to do Guiding Strala? Do I want to do Baron Baptiste? Wasn't sure which one. So if for some reason you don't really like the Baron book, I'd suggest maybe looking at this one and seeing if that's a better fit for you. The Relax and Renew book is on restorative yoga. I'm not going to have a whole lot of time to get into restorative yoga with you, but this is the definitive kind of teacher, Judith Lasseter, and book for restorative yoga. And then the last one, this was one of my favorite books that I've just recently read, and I kind of call it Yoga Off the Mat book. So this is this person who has, through the practice of yoga, decided to take yoga out and create a life utilizing the principles of yoga, and I find it to be a really great read. All right, so that's it on that. I'll talk to you in the next lecture. Welcome to the program again, and until next time, bye.